From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. In the United States, the House and Senate have approved a bill imposing new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea, which will now be sent to President Trump for approval. Senators overwhelmingly approved the bill Thursday with a vote of 98-2, a day after the House and Senate agreed on the terms. The House had already passed the bill with a vote of 419-3. The VOA's Michael Bowman reports from Capitol Hill.
White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci told CNN Thursday that President Trump may sign sweeping sanctions into law, or he may veto them, quote, and negotiate an even tougher deal against the Russians. Even the hint of a veto brought swift reaction from lawmakers on Capitol Hill, including Republican Senator John Cornyn.
Oh, I think that would be a very bad mistake. I think what would be better if they'd work with us on the legislation.
It's hard to understand what comes out of the White House.
Ben Cardin is the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
This gives the president a stronger hand dealing with Mr. Putin. If he vetoes it, it means he doesn't want a stronger hand in dealing with Mr. Putin.
Lawmakers predicted a presidential veto would be overridden, given that the sanctions bill passed the House of Representatives 419-3 Tuesday, and a similarly lopsided vote is expected in the Senate. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Russian President Vladimir Putin denies the charges and objects to the passage of new sanctions against his country. He has threatened to retaliate, although he has not yet said how. The bill is designed to affect a wide range of Russian industries. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington.